right, here on the Saskatchewan Kentra Close Up, my name is Matt Ryan. I am joined on the phone right now, very talented Saskatchewan artists, Andrea Ann, Adam Johnson, both join me. I want to say thank you, both of you, for taking some time to chat. I know it's tough to sometimes get a schedule and get the right time, but thank you both for taking some time to chat here today.
Not a problem. It's awesome to meet you.
Likewise. Andrea, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. How's it going with you today?
Yeah, doing well. I want to ask you about the brand new song, Last Call at the Bar. Adam, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of who wrote this one and how this one came to be written?
All right, so with this song, I kind of sat down and wanted to do something a little bit different than my last song, Come On, Let's Go. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got to working on, I wanted to go like more of a pop direction. And I actually had a lot of influence from like Taylor Swift's kind of pop stuff.
Nice.
As yeah. well as like kind of Billie Eilish and like newer pop yeah. music that way. So I tried to get kind of like a Sam Hunt feel kind of going.
Right.
And then we had gotten like a lot of the way through the process of like recording the song. I was working with Jesse at Nolita Studios again.
Right.
And we were kind of listening to it, and I was like, man, it would sound great if we could turn this into a duet and get a female vocalist on it. So I kind of started looking around. There's tons of talented artists in Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrea said she'd like to do it, and I was thrilled to have her. So we sat down and like rewrote a couple of the parts in the verses just to make sure it had her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And worked a little better as a duet, and then that's how we kind of came out with it. So
I love it. Andrea, and from your point of view, I mean, I don't know if you guys have worked together much in the past, but how cool is it being a part of this project and talk a little bit about the brand new song?
Yeah, for sure. This was my first time being featured on another country artist song. So it's been a really cool experience for me because I love collaborating on songs with other artists. So I was just really humbled when Adam asked me to be a feature on the song.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam and Jesse were working on the song at our recording studio called Nolita Studios. And while I was working in another room and while they were putting the instrumentation together, I was like, oh, man, this song sounds like it would be like a really great duet. And coincidentally, Adam asked me to be on the song. And of course, I said yes. And, you know, I really love the song and I'm just really grateful to be a part of it.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah. It's out right now. It's out digitally right now where you get your music. Again, Last Call at the Bar. It's a fantastic song. Again, I'm joined by Adam Johnson, Andrea Ann on the phone right now. I want to ask you kind of individually, I want to promote what's kind of coming up for you as well on the way. Adam, obviously promoting this song is happening right now. What's the kind of the rest of this year looking like for you? And are you playing some live shows? What's kind of 2022? It's probably tough to determine, but what are you hoping this year looks like for you, Adam?
So right now I kind of have the start of it kind of somewhat planned out. Obviously things are pretty hairy right now as far
right.
as live music goes.
Right.
But I'm still working in the studio. My hope is by the summer to have a couple more songs out and possibly have it all on like a EP or something that's like a collection of everything I got so far.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on a couple songs like that. I should have another single coming out obviously in the summertime area, but we're going to focus on Last Call for now, and that one's going to hit radio on February 22nd,
nice.
I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that as well. See how it does. And then also, like, I have a couple shows booked at the moment. I'm playing Somewhere Else Pub and Grill on February 25th.
Okay.
And then not just an acoustic show, but then I'll be out at Hank's Tavern in Bradwell with a
yeah.
full band. So those shows are always fun on March 12th.
Awesome.
That's kind of the plans, yeah.
Awesome. I love hearing what's kind of coming up. Andrea, I know you and I have chatted a little bit because I know that you have you're planning for a busy 2022. I don't know how much you can announce publicly, but I know that you're looking forward to a busy year. So can you tell us a little bit about what this year is looking like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we still have a few more things up our sleeves with Last Call at the Bar. I know for sure that we're going to be filming the music video for this song tomorrow, so that's going to be a lot
nice.
Of fun. And then we also have a different version of the song coming out shortly, but I don't want to give out too much information about that.
That's fine.
But personally for me, I'm currently working on the release of my next single, which is set to release at the end of March. And then my debut record is coming out in June. So I'm really excited about all of my releases. I think it's going to be really great. And I'm hoping to play more shows around Saskatchewan once the weather warms up. But I feel like there's live shows right now. It's pretty unpredictable at this point, but I'm just trying to remain as positive as I can.
That's right. I know it's difficult to answer kind of what's kind of coming up, especially with playing live shows, because I imagine it's for all the planning that goes into it. And then if it's something it's changed or it gets canceled or postponed, so much goes into it. So I know that, especially with the live shows, it's very unpredictable. But it sounds like both of you have a lot of cool stuff on the way. But we want to continue to promote the brand new song again from Adam Johnson, Andrea Ann, Last Call at the Bar. It's out digitally right now. We'll be at radio later in the February. And the music video, which I didn't know there was going to be a music video on the way. And again, I don't know how much you can talk about it, Adam. Can you tell us a little bit about the music video, or is it a surprise?
Well, what I can tell you is that we're working with Billy Bat Productions. He's done some awesome work in the past, so I'm super excited to be working with him. And then we have like a couple other pieces of promotional material coming out. My goal with this song is just to try to get a little more reach with it, like have more content for people to see, and kind of run with that a little longer, especially coming up with delay between the streaming release and the radio release.
Right.
But yeah, me and Andrea are both going to be starring in it. And then I really can't tell you when it's going to be out, because obviously Dylan's going to be really busy with other stuff as well. So we're going to get it out to you guys when we can. And I'm super excited for you guys to see it.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. And just kind of finally, Andrea, talk about, I guess maybe a little bit more about music video and the music video process. I know you've released a few music videos already. How fun is it? And I know a lot of work goes into it. I was a part of one music video back in the day. I will tell you both right now, it was not a starring role, which is the right call. I should not have been a starring role. It was in the background of one of Lisa Moen's songs. But Angela, how much fun is it being a part of music video? Because I know a lot of work goes into it.
Yeah, it's honestly so much fun. There's a lot of preparation that goes behind like planning a music video. You have to think of like so many details, like from the location to wardrobe, you know, like how long is each scene going to take to film. You have to think about lighting. There's just so many things to think about. And you know what? Now that you actually brought up Lisa Moen's music video, that was actually one of my favorite music videos.
As I was saying that, Andrea, I was like, wait a second. Andrea was a big part of that. You were there. I didn't even think about that as I was saying that. But yeah, you know which one.
No, it's honestly so much fun to be a part of music videos. It's definitely one of my favorite things to do being an artist. It's just you get to create visual content for your fans. And, you know, it's just more content to put out for people. It's a really fun process for sure.
Love it. I am looking forward to the music video and looking forward to what both of you have on the way here this year. It's been great catching up. I really appreciate you both taking some time to chat here today. I wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll all catch up again soon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you
for having me.
Thank you.